Yourself.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Justine.
Thank you for joining me for another Floribama episode.
Oh my god. I told you I wanted to do both, but you would only let me do one. You're so welcome.
I want to switch it up a bit, but it's such a short season. I was looking today. After this, I only have two more episodes left, and then yeah. I'm going to be back on Jersey Shore again. So it's crazy.
Oh, you're
but
just
then
going
I think
season by season.
Yeah, I'm gonna be switching back and forth.
Cool.
But yeah, it's such a short season, and then I don't know if it's season two or season three is like a super size season, so I'm excited for that one.
Well, that's good because our most recent season got cut short, which totally made me want to cry because of COVID.
Oh, remember? Right. Yes.
It was terrible.
Yes,
that's like right when I started bonding with the show.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. And they're good, you guys. Join Justine's Patreon for those eps because they're epic. Epic eps.
Basically a deep dive into Gus and like
Jeremiah.
Gus's psyche.
You know, I gotta say, I know we're not into it yet, but I really liked Gus in this episode. I'm just gonna say.
He did something that was super cringy to me. But I liked him too.
With the girl? I guess I just mean like with the drama. I felt like he didn't contribute to any of it. And he was like very calm. He and Jeremiah starts going off. But we'll get to it. But I watched this episode. But to refresh my memory, I watched the episode before again, which is mm-hmm. also really, really good. And it feeds into this episode. You know, the story arcs go, like the whole Amy thing starts in the episode before. When they're in the cab, which is awful, and we'll get to it. But I was watching that episode and I was like, God, in the early season, like Gus is a big part of it, but there's some episodes where he's just very quiet and he's just there like eating his dinner, you know, like he doesn't always get involved. And I was like, yeah, he was a lot better, more healthy in the first season. Like I feel for him, you know, with his struggles, because I think he's deep down, he's like a chill dude.
I think the whole thing that went down with him and Jeremiah when they like lived together and everything, I think that really
was trauma.
Yeah, fucked with him. And he says that. He tells everyone that he's very open about that.
It re-stimulated all that trauma from being like basically abandoned by his family. I mean, and then somebody else that you trust does it to you. Oof, God, we've all had some version of that happen to us. Like you get cheated on and then you think you trust someone and they cheat too. Or like, I don't know. It's an example that hasn't happened to me, but you know what I mean? Or like you get a job and you get fired and like, and then the company goes under like Kyler, and then you get another job and then the company goes under. It's like, fuck, I didn't do anything wrong, but it sucks. It really.
Yeah. Amy actually responded to a fan on TikTok and said that Gus was in a motorcycle accident.
Recently?
Yeah. But he's okay. Like, I guess he was like in the hospital. He's not on social media anymore because of that whole thing that went down, him fighting with the couple through DMs, but apparently he's okay. And Amy liked my picture today.
That's what's really important.
The princess goddess mermaid herself, yes.
And tell me what, I was at the beach, so I didn't have reception to pull up your post. So describe the picture that she liked.
Oh, it was just like the post I make saying like new episode.
Mm-hmm.
Up or about whatever. So it was the episode was the one where Nielsa was like, the picture was Nielsa talking to Courtney's mm-hmm. bird, trying to get it to say Kayla Jo's a hoe.
Oh my god, that was so obnoxious.
Yeah, so I'm assuming she just like follows the hashtag like Floribama Shore or something.
I'm sure she does, but maybe she joined and maybe she's listening right now. Amy, you're my favorite.
I doubt she knows what a podcast is, but
don't be mean. She knows what Instagram is.
Well, because it's her job.
But podcasting could be her job too, because like a lot of people on reality shows go on to do podcasts or they guess. I'm sure she's been on a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean,
you'd think.
I would hope. I don't know. We should research that. But Amy, girl, if you're listening, I love you and I believe that you know what podcasts are.
Okay, well, speaking of Amy, the episode is kind of named after her. This is season one, episode six, Princess Goddess Mermaid. And we start off where the last episode ended, and that's Jeremiah and Cody going back and forth. they're talking about the Amy situation that happened where Amy said that she wouldn't want to have sex with them because they're like her brothers.
And which is not an offensive thing to say. That is totally okay.
And Cody and Kirk, I think Kirk was more like,
oh yeah, Cody
upset
was still,
over it.
Was
Cody
still
was
joking.
Just like hammered.
Cody was saying he wanted to bang her. He was like, come on, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. That's the only reason she said no, it's
he's
not.
He's like, I'll make your toe curl like this.
Oh and my God. He was being so ridiculous. He was so drunk. And it was just joking. He wasn't harassing her. They're friends. This was totally joking. And she wasn't upset. She just said, oh no, y'all are my brothers. I wouldn't fuck anybody in the house. And then Kirk's like, well, what if I could get you to fuck me? I could get you to fuck me. And she's like, no, you couldn't, because I don't want to fuck any of you because you're like my brothers. And also, like, saying I don't want to have sex with you doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you or that anybody else wouldn't want to, right? If I said, Justine, you're like my sister, I wouldn't have sex with you, would you think that I meant...
I'd be pretty offended. I'm not going to lie. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You'd just be like, I would assume you would be like, okay, well, yeah, I wouldn't either. But if I were a dude, would I fuck you? Absolutely. Are you kidding? Like, yeah, absolutely. But I myself and Amy herself is not going to realistically sleep with any of them. But then Kirk takes it to another level and he's like, well, I wouldn't fuck you with someone else's dick if you were the last person at the end of the world. It's like, whoa. So you're just, so she's garbage now just because she doesn't want to have sex with every guy in the house?
Like, I think Kirk was kind of at the point where, you know, they're probably at that fight, maybe halfway through their filming time at the house. And yeah, he still hasn't really gotten any action, at least that we've seen or know of, right? Like,
oh, for sure.
Gus and Jeremiah are the only two that are actually getting girls.
And I have to say another thing that was a slight to Kirk after the fact, or I felt like it, was, you know, the whole thing that we get into in the episode where Gus and Jeremiah are competing for someone. Kirk expressed interest too, and no one considers him like a contender. Like, no one considers him a contender.
I wrote that down. I have thoughts about that. We'll okay, so in this fight with Jeremiah and Cody going back and forth, I think that Jeremiah was right with what he was saying.
100%.
But I think it was his delivery that was...
He
bad.
Wasn't as clear as he could be.
He came off very condescending. Yeah.
All he needed to say was like, you're saying something cruel that hurts her. Of course, that's not okay. You can have your own opinions. You don't have to want to fuck her. But why on earth do you need to walk up to someone and say, you're not fuckable, is basically like what he said. You're not fuckable. No one would fuck you. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, all she said was, I love you like a brother. Like, those two things are not equal. But yes, I 100% agree. Jeremiah is so awkward and creepy and pushy, and he just doesn't know how to express himself, even when he's right. And that's why it's really hard for him to get ladies, because they all think he's weird.
It goes back to the same thing when they got into the Dollar Draft beer fight, and Nilsa was saying, like, she was upset that people were commenting on her appearance, and he was like, well, why do you care what other people think of you? And Candace had the same kind of advice and pep talk for her, but the way that Candace delivered it to her and the way that Jeremiah delivered it was two completely different things.
Because Jeremiah's saying, you're stupid for, basically he's making her feel like, well, you're stupid for caring, just shut up. Whereas Candace is saying, hey, I get it, but look, guess what? You dress for you. Like, you don't, it doesn't matter what they think because you are valid regardless of what they think. That's a totally different comment than just get over it, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so it's the next morning now, and Gus is butthurt over Nilsa fucking Josh. Because he keeps bringing up the fact that he spent $150 on their fucking date. Like, Gus, get over it. I totally understand the, like, the thought behind that, but at the same time, it's like,
no one owes you sex.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's having sex with him because she likes him, not because... You don't have sex with someone because they spend $150 on dinner. That doesn't matter. That doesn't make you... That has nothing to do with whether or not someone's going to be attracted to you. They may appreciate that you paid the bill, but that act alone doesn't mean, it's not like a fucking sitcom in the 90s where it's like, don't order the lobster, you'll have to sleep with him, right? It's like, not Sex in the City, dude. You're mm-hmm. not owed that. Meanwhile, like, yeah, that was a dumb comment. Meanwhile, like, they all go to that same restaurant, you know, later in this episode. And I'm mm-hmm. like, well, if it's so expensive and Gus could barely afford it, like, who's paying? Like, how is this? It's got to be the show, right? Do you think the show picks up the tab when they go out?
I mean, it seems like what they did was like what Jersey Shore did for the first season, which is that they have to pay for their own drinks and stuff like that. Hmm.
That's kind of crazy because, like, I don't know that they would have that much money.
Because even later in the episode, when they think it's like 75-cent beer night or whatever, and it's like $2 beers instead, Cody's like, mm-hmm. fuck, and you see him with money. And I think Nilsa said something in another episode about, like, I gotta get my money to pay for this.
That makes sense. So. Okay, that makes sense. But, like, the big, big family dinner, do you think they actually were, like, split the check 100 ways? Or do you think they were just, like, the team was like, hey, we want to shoot in your restaurant. Can you comp the meal? Or can we pay you for the meal?
I don't know. I think maybe just because it was, like, the focus of the episode, maybe MTV paid for it.
But... I my mind gets stuck on these things. I don't know why. I just, like, I feel like I need to know. It's not like I'm like, I got you. It's because I have OCD. Actually, I do know. It's because I have OCD. And clinically, I'm not making a joke. But the thing that made me think that was that, you know, they were commenting on how they didn't recognize the names of any of the foods, but no one said anything about the prices. So I think I think they were instructed, don't say anything about the prices, because otherwise people are going to be like, oh yeah, how's anybody affording this? Like, who's paying? They don't want people worrying about that.
I honestly didn't really think about that. But that's why you need the OCD police
on your team.
When that Jersey Shore producer did the Reddit AMA that I bring up every mm-hmm. single day of my life, I totally wish that a Floribama Shore producer did one, because...
Can we find, we should like find know. One and be their friend, like find something in common, not catfish them, but like find out what, like D&D or something, like, or World of Warcraft, like be their friend and then just like find stuff out.
Dude, I'm just hoping that one does one day. There was a Teen Mom producer who did an AMA, so.
I would want to talk about the crazy shit I saw. Because they're temporary workers. They're not assigned. They might be in a union, but they're not assigned to any company. So once they're done with a project, they're done. Pardon.
Yeah, true.
They can say whatever they want, unless there's an NDA. Yeah. Look at me talking like I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so it's the next morning, right? And Gus is like describing, because he like saw Nilsa and Josh have sex, because he walked by their room like a creep. And he was like, the demonstration is
like,
it was so cringy. And then,
yeah, because he was like, yeah, he's fucking you with your legs in the air. I'm like, Gus, oh my God, don't need to tell everyone her business. That's not okay.
You could tell Nilsa loved that. She did. Everyone knew that.
Are there, so there's no doors? Are there no doors in this house? Or the door was just open?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
Are the night vision cameras actual people? Because the way the cameras move and the angle changes, I'm like, are they fucking with a man filming them right now? Like, do they go all the way on camera and they just don't show that part?
I mean, Jersey Shore did it.
But like with a man, a cameraman in the room.
Yes. I don't know. I think it might just be the like...
Hidden cameras, I get. That's the camera's
on the ceiling.
But Jersey, it was always clear that it was a ceiling cam. But in this, if you watch, it keeps changing. Maybe they have multiple cameras and they just click this camera, that camera. But it just struck me as odd that, like, the angle would change. Like, that's not normal for a hidden camera. But it was also weird angles and weird, like, just pictures of feet. So it's possible that it was, like, a camera that they were operating. I don't know. Like you said, a producer fucking needs to have an AMA.
Oh, they showed Nilsa's leg in the air.
I know. You could hear her. Like, she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it was not anything but sex.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't but sex, but it was.
I mean, it could have been. But the whole time I was
probably
like.
It would have been louder.
I was like watching this. I'm like, I would much rather fuck Gus over Josh. Gus is 500 million times better looking.
And not weird. Josh is so annoying. He's like Jeremiah on crack, like evil Jeremiah on crack, even though I kind of find Jeremiah evil, but in a fake
Peony blood way.
Peony Brothers. Yeah. J-Bone. Oh my god.
Fashizi Manizi.
They go on for like 12 hours. So what's cracking my lacking? Not much. Hey, and Candace walks up the stairs. She's just like, stop it.
So I have a conspiracy theory that I came up with yesterday. Okay, I think that Jeremiah somehow low-key told Josh to fuck over Nilsa.
He did look happy when he saw them kissing, which was surprising to me. It was weird. He was like kind of surprised, but he was smiling. And I was like, I'm surprised he likes that. Was he trying to set this up? So I had the conspiracy that he set them up. I already felt that he set them up. I don't know about the screwing over part. But yeah, like I said, I have an anecdote, but please continue with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just think that he told him, like, I don't like this girl. This girl, because Jeremiah hates Nilsa.
He truly
you can
hates
tell
Nilsa.
He hates her. Yes. And I think he was like, this girl is like she's desperate to get a guy.
She's an easy fuck.
She'll fuck you, no problem. And I think that you should like, I don't know why. I just for some reason I think that all of a sudden because
and you know what,
Josh switched like that. Like the first attempt he had to like. Get rid of her. And he made sure he did it like when everyone else was there.
Yeah, he's like, I don't think we're going to go on this date anymore, right? That's the next episode, but we see it on the coming up. Yeah, they fuck. So basically, guys, they fuck twice in this episode. So two nights in a row. So it's not a one night stand. And then she's really into him. Like, she's like, I just feel the butterflies. Like, I don't want him to leave. Like, and he's like, maybe I'll come back. Maybe I'll just stay here, you know? And it seems like he's into her too. So yeah, if your theory is correct, he would have had to instruct him to do that after. Because I don't think Josh is that good of an actor. So he might have instructed. So maybe he was happy they were together. Because he was like, oh, great. I can get Josh to fuck her over because Josh will do whatever I say. So they fuck. That makes sense to me. I believe it, dude. I told you. I think Jeremiah is a sociopath. So
yeah,
I believe it. He's imitating the social skills that he thinks, you know, when he's like giving advice and shit. That's why nothing comes out right, is because he's like, he doesn't know how to talk to people. Yeah, so they fuck twice. Nils is like head over heels, and then Josh leaves, but then he calls and he's like, I want to come back. And then we don't see that in this episode, but we see the teaser that basically the end to that story is he does come back, sets up a date with her, and then in the kitchen just goes, I actually don't think we should have this date. And she's like, what the fuck? And it's in front of everyone and it's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
I have a very similar anecdote, and whenever you want me to tell it, I will tell it.
Tell it.
Thank you. Okay. I recently was telling this story to Kyler because I realized I never had told him. Kyler is my fiance. Okay. I got like, you know, one of those Facebook things where it was like 6 years ago today. Unfortunately.
We all know the Facebook memories.
Sometimes it's like a cute cat or like your mom and you're like, oh, but a lot of times it's like, oh, no. So this one was like kind of fine, except it was okay. It was pretty bad. It was a picture of like me, my sister, the guy that totally screwed her over. And then I'm like a stick figure because I'm hella bulimic. So I'm super skinny, which is always triggering for me to see. So I don't like that. I mean, I'm thin now, but like I was too thin, you know, I was throwing everything up. It's not good. So I was looking at the picture and I remembered exactly, even though it was just that picture is kind of random. I remembered exactly what day it was. And I remember it was this, the day after this guy, I won't say his name. I'll call him Bob. His name's not Bob. It's going to be, okay. I'm going to call him Dick. Okay. So Dick and I had met because he was friends with one of my girlfriends. They went to college together and they were close. And Dick was always around. And when that friend got married, Dick was one of the groomsmen. And he was like, hey, he came and talked to me. And we hadn't really talked that much. And he was like, hey, I'm, you know, it's nice to see you here. You look so pretty, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you know, I'm moving back to the area. And I was like, well, that's cool. You know, da 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 da. We talked a little bit. And then he was like, well, I got to get back because I'm in the wedding party, but like, I'm going to find you later, which he didn't. So I was like, whatever. But then he reached out to me a couple weeks later. And it was like almost 4th of July. And he asked me if I wanted to hang out with him for 4th of July. And I was like, yeah, I do. Like, how exciting. It's, you know, a new boy that I have a crush on, and like 4th of July, I'm going to go to a party. So we went to like a chili cook-off, which was challenging for me because I'm a bulimic, but I managed. And it was really fun. Like, I was genuinely having a good time. He wasn't generally my type, but I was like, who cares? You know, whatever. He'd probably be your type, Justine. Like muscly, drives a motorcycle, tattooed. He wasn't big though. You might not. He was kind of like my height. So, but anyway, Dick was cool at first. And then I remember like we ended up hanging out that whole day and we went to his friend's party. We made out. And then when we left, like we ended up going to my parents' house, which is like not nearby. It's, you know, like 45 minutes away because I was house sitting and you know, things were good. I knew him. I knew he wasn't going to be a murderer. Like I had met him many times. And so I invited him over and obviously we had sex and, like several times, like he spent the night. And then the next day I drove him like back to where he lived and whatever, blah, blah, blah. We kept hanging out and it was like pretty standard. Like, this is how it goes when you're dating someone, right? Like, you know, it wasn't just sex. It was very much all the things. And then, one day, like, he's hanging out with me and he is like kind of anxious. He'd been telling me because he was trying to find a job and, you know, that's stressful. And he was really anxious. And I, like, stupidly, guys, don't ever do this. But I was like 26 and I was stupid, or 27. And I liked a boy. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I have Ativan if you need a little bit. Like, because the Ativan that I have is 0.5. It's 0.5 milligrams, so it's like half a milligram a pill, so I take very little. But I was like, you can take a few and like for the next few days. He's like, okay, thanks. He goes home. Next day, we're supposed to have this date, and he is like texting me. He sends me a video, like a GoPro video from his helmet, like on his motorcycle, and I'm like, okay, cool. Then he sends me a picture of his helmet like next to like a chair that looks like a doctor's office. And I'm like, what does this mean? Where are you? And then he's like, I'm in the emergency like psych department. And I'm like, okay, like what? And he's like, I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. And I was like, are you sure? And I was like, did you take the Ativan? And he's like, yeah, I took all of them. And I'm like, you took all of them at once? Like, so clearly there were some issues. And then he's like, don't worry. I'll still see you. I'll still be there. And anyway, so the date that this happened was the day of that picture. The day before the picture, he had asked me to be his girlfriend. So cut back to the day where he goes to emergency psych. He comes, he's texting me the whole time. Then he gets to my apartment. I open the door and he goes, this isn't going to work out. And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah. And he starts backing away from me like I'm going to kill him or something, like, or hurt him. And he's like, yeah, dude, like, it's just no, like, nah, like, nah, dog, like, it's not gonna work out. It was like so humiliating because I was like, what did I do? You know, I know now it wasn't me, but it was so brutal. And he's just like, gotta go. And he left and like didn't answer my phone calls. He just like fully ghosted me, even though this is someone I knew in real life. Like, so that sucked. I felt for Nilsa in that moment because I was like, yep, that happened to me.
I feel like it's happened to all of us.
Yeah, but like that was a specifically weird turn of events where it's just on a dime, right? Like texting all the way to my house and then he gets there and he's like, this isn't going to work. You know, like that's exactly what Josh did. He was like, all right, let's get ready to go to dinner. And he's like, we shouldn't do this, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Guys are fucking weird. And
guys are pussies.
But one thing though, Julie and I talk about this a lot, is that guys don't really like, women will try to like force something that's not there. Yes,
that's 100% true.
And they try to like make it work and everything. I don't know why we've all done this as women, right? But
yeah, because and then, it's how we're raised. Like, fix it, fix it, fix it. If the man's not happy, fix it. Like, that's yeah, just how we're and then raised
men,
as women.
Men don't really like force that. Like, men, no, the they second don't. They second they find something that they don't like, they're out. And yeah, they right. can be fucking dicks about it, like Buddy was to you, and like what Josh was to Nilsa. Yeah. But like, but yeah, that's my point.
In the in the long run, it's for the best, like, clearly. But yeah, that's how they deal. They just bolt. Yes, I understand what you mean. Yeah. A girl might be like, there's an issue, let's talk about it. And a boy will be like, I'm just done.
Yeah, you know how many times, like, in, like, I don't know, it's like high school relationships probably mm-hmm. the most, especially, like,
oh girl,
I
yes.
knew deep down the guy didn't like me, but aww. In my head, I, like, I would, like, make myself believe that he did. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Oh, my gosh. I did that constantly in high school.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I famously both dated a gay fella. I mean, yep. there's a prime example of trying to force, like, no, this is definitely working.
Okay, so do you want to talk about...
Not the same gay fella, by the way. We didn't grow up together.
No, imagine. do you want to talk about Nilsa Amy's brunch?
Yeah, what's brunch?
Yeah, that was so funny. Amy doesn't know what brunch is.
I love it.
So Amy is telling Nilsa, like, first of all, Amy is being, I always say this, Amy is such a fucking good friend to Nilsa. She's the first person to always have her back. She's yes. such a good friend. And here Nilsa's like, has that kind of like guilty feeling, like, oh my God, why did I have sex with
him? I had a one night stand.
You know, this was never said, but the fourth wall wasn't broken at this point. She was probably like, fuck, I fucked that guy. It's going to be on TV. Everyone's going to know I had sex with him the first day I met him.
Oh,
whatever.
Of course. That's what I'm worried about.
Exactly. Me too. Camera. And Amy's just being such a good friend. She's like, you didn't do anything wrong. If I saw a guy that I was attracted to, I'd have sex with him.
Thing.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then the conversation gets a little darker where we turn to Amy telling Nilsa about the whole Cody situation and that her feelings
are hurt. And Nilsa's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. And Amy shares that her ex was really mean to her.
Ugh,
and
I hated that.
He used to, like,
so
comment
mad.
On her weight and her teeth.
Her ex, I mean.
He had a baby on her and
was constantly cheating.
Yeah, he blamed her. He was, like, one of those douchebags. Well, like, maybe if you were better, then I wouldn't have to, like.
And she keeps saying 15 years, right? So that means they, or 10 years. So they started when they were like teenagers, like 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that, so she like never knew different. Like, so poor thing has been like, oh, I guess this is what I get, you know? This is what I got. This is my lot in life. And then he does that to her. It's already shitty. He cheats all the time. Gets someone else, gets pregnant on me, as she said, or had a baby on me, as they say. And then doesn't even apologize. That's that clip where she has to call him for something, to tell him something. He's like, whatever, dude. All right. See you later. Bye. Like, I can't imagine, like, the no remorse. It's a huge, gigantic example of what we're talking about with what guys do. Like, what Buddy did to me and what Josh did to Nilsa. It's like, yeah, no, I'm just done. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. Poor Amy. Sorry. I didn't mean to trample on what you were saying.
So the girls come home from brunch and Amy tells Kirk that he hurt her feelings. She's like in tears.
And he responds so perfectly. Like,
you can tell
so
Kirk feels so bad. He's like, I'm so fucking sorry, Amy.
And he,
like,
didn't mean it. He was just offended, right? You know, and he clapped back. Kirk is very, can be kind of hot-headed, as we know. He's never.
Yeah, Dirk.
Dirk?
Remember,
oh, right.
On the
Dirk
show, they call him Dirk when he gets
yeah.
angry.
Yeah, it's Dirk and Kirk. it's like his id. Yeah, I do know. Yeah, I forgot about that. But the things he says could be way worse. Like, he's more emotional than anything else. Like, you know what I mean? He's not like the situation or something where he's just like, fucking roll some pads.
Yeah, Kirk's deep down a good guy. He just gets angry easily. And, like, they were drunk and stuff. And
yeah. Oh, like I get said, angry easily when I'm drunk.
He was probably just, like, butthurt that he hasn't gotten any action. And he was.
And maybe he did want to fuck Amy.
Yeah, maybe he did. I think that being on the show, at least I hope, this is true, that being on the show was like the best thing for Amy's self-esteem. And like,
you know, I was thinking about that too. Just tried for her life. Like, she had such a limited life before. She didn't even get to go to high school. And that's not her fault. That was like how her community was. So thank God now she has a career and she's beloved. She's such a solid, wholesome person that she can, you know, really, she's like a Madison, you know, in Siesta Key. Like, she can really pull a group together. She's great. She's absolutely great for this type of content. So mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I agree with you.
She is. Okay, so Kirk and Nilsa now tell Cody what's going on with Amy. And this moment with Cody was just so funny. He's like no, I did not. No, he goes, no, I did not say that. And then we see the flashback of him saying it. And then he's like, I don't know why I would say that, because I want to fuck her, okay? Yeah. I want to.
The flashback was not of him saying anything derogatory. It was of him saying, like, we do it. It was the toast curl stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, the flashback was of him being like, come on, Amy, I make a toe curl like this.
Exactly. It was totally proving his point. Like, and in the cab, he didn't say anything. After, at home, he did, when he was defending it to Jeremiah. He's like, you're telling me you would go for her before anybody else? And Jeremiah was like, no, but I don't have to say that, you know? But in the car, Cody didn't say anything rude. I don't think. He just was trying to fuck her.
Yeah, it was just like, Cody was just wasted as always.
Of course.
Like, just says mean shit when he's drunk sometimes, but it's funny.
He's the puke and rally. I mean, that's what you get. He reminds me so much of my friend Trevor back in the day. Sup, Trevor? Really? Yeah.
He reminds me of myself because I puke and rally.
Oh, not just because of that. I mean, just his character like, he's just funny and jokey, but has a really big heart and will cry in front of people. Like, wholesome, like a really good dude. Like, Trevor's a good dude. Hi, Trevor. I don't know if you'll ever listen to any of these podcasts, but what's up?
Hi, Trevor. Okay, so everyone in the house has an idea to take Amy out for the day and just wine and dine her. Just show her that how much they appreciate her, because she's never had anybody do anything nice like that for her ever in her life. So
it's like the most wholesome thing you could ever watch, you guys. Yeah. If you're feeling shit about humanity, watch this episode, because everything about it, besides like Josh, is so wholesome. Oh, and besides like the end, but like, I don't really, whatever, we'll get to it. But like, the whole, just watch the Princess Goddess Mermaid part. It's so genuine, and Amy couldn't be happier, but she's also like, why is this all for me? I don't get it. And they're like, because you deserve it. And that, because you don't get it, because you don't understand why, is the exact reason why, you know, you deserve this.
Exactly.
I love Amy. And Kirk also says, it kills me that I hurt her. She's my favorite person in the house, you know?
Like, I know. So like, sweet.
That's why we love Kirk, you know? If he mouths off, he's messed up. It's kind of like the kids I work with. It's like, you can't take everything personally, because sometimes they're just spouting off because it's their defense mechanism, especially boys. You know, you just got to be like, hey, that wasn't cool. Don't do it next time. Move on. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about beating you up, but like, just being rude.
Yeah. Cody calls the restaurant and I
love it. Oh my God.
It's so funny. He's like, listen, we need the best waiter. We need the best table. We need the best service, everything, because it's for our girl, Amy. And I just thought that was funny.
And he goes, and is there a view? And she goes, well, it's in the middle of a shopping center, so no. But you'll be well taken care of.
Yeah. The girls, like, take Amy to get her nails done. Kirk and Jeremiah.
I love her nails. I want them. I want a screen cap so I can go get them.
Yeah, they look
so nice. Mine are all short right now. I need real ones.
Kirk and Jeremiah get her a corsage, and she keeps calling it a croissant in her talking head. She's like, what's this called again? A croissant? Well, I'm wearing this croissant. It's so funny.
Girl didn't go to high school. It's okay.
I know, exactly.
At least she knows the word croissant. And she's like, I feel so, at very first she feels like awkward, but then she feels like really happy just because it's a fancy restaurant. But then she realizes everybody is like, this shit is really fancy. I don't know what this is. And so, she, yeah.
When they're driving home from the nail salon, there's a funny moment where Nilsa's about to like shit herself in the car.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. I could not relate harder to this moment. As a person with IBS, you guys, and like all other digestive issues, I relate to this. And you know what I was thinking about it is like she just like she fucked a lot two nights in a row. And
maybe she did do too much butt sex, and
that's
why.
What I was thinking. Her bum's a little loose. And then she ate like a big breakfast, and her body was like, okay, great, let's go. Cause like that would happen to me. Like I don't do the butt, but like just sex in general, just that vigorous activity, you know, it affects your gut. And so a lot of times you'll have to go to the bathroom after. So I don't know if that happens to you, but like, that's not an uncommon thing. But she's been having lots of sex, and maybe she didn't. Like maybe she hadn't pooped before because she wasn't like eating a lot those days because she wanted to be like skinny. And then she finally eats a full meal and her body's like, girl, it's time. I loved it that they aired this because yes, women poop. Yes, women poop. Yes, women fart. Yes, women burp. Get the fuck over it.
Guys. Yeah. They're very like real with the show.
It made me love Nilsa so much. I already love her, but.
This used to like happen to me all the time. It doesn't really? Happen to me. It doesn't
Cheers,
happen to
girl.
Me
Same.
Anymore. Like, thank God. But after every night I used to drink, this used to happen to me. Like the first time I would eat something, it would literally just like run right through me. And I actually one time went to Pizza Hut of all fucking places after drinking the night before. Got like
the greasiest pizza ever.
The greasiest pizza ever. But Pizza Hut pizza is better when you're like actually sitting in the restaurant eating it.
Obviously.
It's I don't know. There's something about Pizza Hut restaurants that I love. But anyways,
well,
got that
for you.
Got that. And then in the car ride home with a guy, by the way, guys. So I'm in the car ride home and I just felt it coming on and I'm like, I am going to fucking shit myself in this car right now.
Pizza
and
Hut shits are real.
We were in like
traffic.
back no, there was like back roads. We were in like the country area.
Oh, okay.
So there was napkins in his like glove box, thank God. So I literally took them, ran out of the car, ran as far into the woods as my body would like allow me to make it. And I just went.
You gotta go. When you gotta go, you gotta go. Dude, this happened to me recently, like, on the beach. And, like, you know, you don't want to poop in water because it floats, right? But I was like... I did. But I'm saying, like, it wasn't from drinking. It was just because I have, like, really bad IBS. And it was just one of those days. And I was on the beach. It wasn't for work. I wasn't with anybody. It was by myself. And I was like, look, there's nobody here. There's a very secluded area over there, like behind the rocks where no one goes. So I just pretended to be like watching, like look, checking out the rocks and like wading in the ocean, and then like did what I had to do, like just pulled my bathing suit aside. It was actually kind of easier with a bathing suit. And then just like let it, just tried not to look at it and just ran away.
Oh my God.
But like it just goes out and then no one's going to know. But like, what am I going to do? There's
that reminds me of being a
kid. That's what people used to do.
It reminds me of being a kid and like swimming in the public pool, and then I'd have to get evacuated because there'd be turd just like floating around.
This is the ocean. Okay. And it didn't go out to the main ocean. It was like a little like neglected rock area, and I covered it up with sand. So it was fine. Okay.
I'm not judging you. I shit in the woods. Yeah, for some reason that
like
always used to happen to me every time.
I'm a fish
time
and you're a bear.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is? It's because you're full of all this stuff that your body wants to get rid of. And as soon as you eat, it's like pressing a button saying, okay, we're moving. Let's go. And it just goes, yeah, it sucks though to not be able to.
It doesn't happen to me anymore, no matter how hungover I am. Like out of all my hangover symptoms.
Well, you probably eat more regularly now.
Yeah, I eat a lot more and I eat a lot better too. So I'm hopefully that just like.
Yeah, your digestive system is, it seems like it's strong and healthy. So.
And then I get the wine in me and then my body's like, oh God, here we go again. Like you just ate all fucking healthy for nothing.
Hey, wine in a moderate amount is okay. You don't have to drink 10 bottles of it.
I don't drink it in a moderate amount. Okay, so let's talk about Nielsa's friends who we meet up with, Katrina and okay. Shayna.
I don't want to be a mean girl, but can I be a mean girl?
Okay, well, I'm going to be nice, so you can be a mean girl.
I just don't really like Katrina very much. I think she's trying really hard.
She's so annoying in this okay, episode. Great.
She's trying really hard, and then at the end when she's crying, it's like, girl, you were talking about how horny you were. Come on. You're the one trying to fuck two guys.
I have thoughts, but just okay, our initial great. First impression of them, I think that the Shayna girl has a beautiful face. She's so cute.
I think
Katrina... Katrina literally has my dream fucking body. Like, her body is perfect to me. Minus her bad fake boobs. Her boob job was very bad.
Well, they're very far apart, I noticed.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But besides that, her body was, like, perfect.
I wish my butt looked like that in a thong. That was my takeaway. I was like, it did when I was in my 20s. I'll live with it. I'm in my 30s now. I'm fine. I was very fit back in the day. So I'll just live with that. Justine's like, I don't care.
I do a lot of butt exercises. That sounds
funny. I try. I do. In the bedroom. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this moment that I don't know if you caught this or not. So they meet them on the beach, and then later on they all go back to the house. And when they go back to the house, Katrina walks in. She, like,
acts like runs, she's never seen them before. Yeah,
runs
it's really
to Jeremiah,
weird.
Gives him a hug. Kirk is first when she walks in, right? And Jeremiah's kind of behind him. She completely ignores Kirk.
She
runs right to Jeremiah, hugs him, and then she just, like, looks at Kirk, doesn't even smile or anything, and then he, like, awkwardly puts his arm around her and, like, goes in for the hug, and she looked so uncomfortable.
I think she's a racist then. What a bitch. I don't like her. I didn't like Katrina at all. I thought she was really, really, really eager for attention. Can I take this off? Who asks if they can take their top off to be in their bathing suits? Like, what do you mean, can I take this off? All you're saying is, can you watch me take this off? Like, we get it. You're hot. Like, shut up. So's Nilsa. And so's Candace. Excuse me. If we want to talk about hotties right now. Like, and Candace is just, she's just around. Like, she's not like, my lips. You know, like, it's just, I didn't like Katrina. And then she's flirting with both. And then she's like, I'm so conflicted. And then when she finds out they both want her, she's offended. It's like, God, she's
all right,
a stupid bitch.
Okay. Jumping ahead a little bit.
I know. But okay, I'll say first impressions, I do really like Shauna. She seems also like a very kind person. She's got a pretty face, but it's not full of makeup, which I noticed. She is not, she seems a lot more down to earth. So that's all.
Yeah, I really want to know if these girls are still friends or not. I tried to find Katrina on Nilsa's Instagram and I couldn't.
Who knows? Apparently, they've been on the show before, right? Because Katrina was dancing with Gus, right?
Yeah, the night that Courtney did this, or the girl, Kayla Jo, did this to Nilsa, it was that night. But they never came. Yeah, they never came back to the house. They just... they were just at the
bar. At the club. Yeah, that's what I meant. Or the bar, whatever.
Yeah, so there's this moment that I thought was really funny where Nilsa's like, I'll take you guys on a tour of the house. Then Cody gets up and they're like, where are you going? Like, he's like, to make my bed. And then Gus is like, can you make mine too? And Cody's like, boy, you better make your own bed.
I know. I love that. I like watching, like, those little, you know, just moments between them. And that's what I mean about Gus is, like, there are a lot of those little moments in this show of him just being a friend with someone. And I liked it. I also liked he didn't involve himself in any of the trash talk about Amy. I loved all the boys because they were all about Amy. I just thought that was so sweet. I'm like, no one was being like, are we really doing this? Like, you know, they really meant it. And it was really sweet. Also, I meant to bring my Little Mermaid figurine in here for Princess Goddess Mermaid, but I forgot. But I have a mermaid right out there. No, it's not.
Cute. Okay, so this whole scene of Katrina in the pool with Kirk, Gus, and Jeremiah. So, like you said, she loves the attention. There's a moment where they're talking about like what bar they're gonna go to, and she's like, I don't like that bar, like I don't do country.
I don't like country. Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, what do you like? She's like, something I can like, you know. And then Kirk's like, twerk too, and she's like, yeah, like I like that. And it's like, girl, okay, I went to a fucking country bar on Saturday night. There was like a live band and everything. I was like that annoying person where like as soon as I walked in and I saw there was a band playing, I just walked right up to the front and I was like, play Dirt Road Anthem. And I just like was saying it over and over again. Then I woke up, I was like, oh my God, I was like that annoying girl. But but it was fun. But country music, you can friggin' shake your ass too. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I love dancing to country music.
Hundo P. Yeah, I agreed with you. It's like universally something everyone can dance to.
Yeah.
Other than like, you know, along with like, I don't know. Like it's meant, country music is meant to be danced to. Like look at line dancing. That's the whole point.
Oh, I was line dancing in my Jordans. I wasn't expecting to go there or else I would have worn like cowboy boots or something more appropriate. We were at like a fuckboy bar before that. That's what I call it because it was all just like
I understand but, what you mean.
But they were all so hot. I was like, oh, if only I was 21 again.
Right? I think about it.
Yeah. So didn't see any Jeremiah. Didn't see any Jeremiahs though, unfortunately.
Oh, well, I think you'd have to go to, where's he from? Arizona for that?
Yeah, well, in these days he lived in, I think he's originally from Jacksonville, but then he like moved to Arizona. Okay, so this is where the boys have this conversation, like who's going to get Katrina. And they just say, what do they say? Do they say like, may the best man win? And like you said, Kirk even mentions that he has an interest in her too. And like you said, they just kind of talk over him. They're like, oh, well.
Yeah. He's like, Gus and Jeremiah are the two. Too. And they're like, yeah. Okay.
Maybe she likes black guys. Like, did you guys not like even think about that?
Except that she clearly didn't even want to say hi to him.
So. Yeah. If that never happened, though.
Like, yeah. They, it must be. I think she's made it clear. And they're just like, yeah, Kirk. Okay. Like, yeah. which is fucked up, you know? And Cody says, oh, she's not my type and she didn't do anything for me. Even though he's the one that's like, you can take it all off, baby. But he could say that to anybody, honestly.
Cody would say that to anyone. Anybody, for sure.
He would say that to Gus, you know? So.
Yeah. I love that moment where he's like, all the guys like Katrina, but she just doesn't do anything for me.
Because I love Candace. We know you do, Cody. We know you love Candace.
Okay, we're gonna get to this shit show of a bar in a minute, but I just wanted to mention really quick this scene where Josh, he calls Nilsa.
All right.
Nilsa was so annoying. He's like, oh, I'm thinking about you. She's like, shut up. I'm like, oh, Nilsa, so cringy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But like, I'm sure I was, maybe not like that, but in my own way, I was so stupid with boys when I was younger. Like, oh my God, totally. Yeah. Sounds like that's so smart. Oh my God, you have such a good point. Like shit like that, I'm sure I did. And it's not on camera.
I know. Imagine seeing yourself on camera when you were 22.
The Facebook flashbacks are bad enough. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck.
And I posted those myself.
No.
Oh, girl. Yeah. This was a good episode because it felt like it was going to be really mellow. And then at the end, it just blew up. All because of Nilsa. Come on. This was all her fault.
Okay. So they go to this bar called Players because it's supposed to be 75 cent draft beer night. Not dollar draft, 75 cent. Amy's the only one that doesn't go out. She's like really hungover or something.
Oh, yeah.
The scene was so funny when Cody tries to buy a beer. The bartender is like, that'll be $2. He's like, what? $2? I thought it was 75 cent draft night. But I was like laughing at that. I'm like, $2 for That was so, like, that's cheap as hell.
That's a big markup if you do $75 draft nights. Because he said, that's not tonight. He didn't say no. He said, that's not tonight. Some nights it's 75 cents and some nights it's $2. Like, I don't think that's not the same as happy hour, you guys.
Yeah. So this is where the whole thing starts with Katrina. So she's telling Gus she gets so horny when she's
horny
drunk.
When she's drunk. It's like she's a like, problem. She's like,
I'm not a big drinker. Like, I'm like a two drink max type of girl.
Sure, bitch.
When I drink, I just like, so I get so stupid and so
this
horny.
This is why I hate her.
And then, like, obviously you say that. I would never say that to a guy unless I wanted to fuck him. Exactly.
Absolutely. Otherwise, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're a tease.
Exactly. And Gus is like, wow.
To any gender. Any gender doing that to someone they don't want to fuck is being really uncool. Not just saying girls.
So. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I would never say that to a guy unless I wanted to fuck him.
I don't even know that I would say that. I don't really.
And even then, I don't think I would say that. I think I
wouldn't
just
be like,
tell
I get so horny. I wouldn't be like, it's just like I get horny. I'd be like, I don't know. I get really affectionate when I drink, you know, I just want to be like hugged and loved, you know, like something like, I would say something like that to give him a clue, but I wouldn't be like, it's so hard. I get like so horny. That's just something you say. Cause like the Cosmo told you to say it to guys. Cause they like it. Like, it's too purposeful for me. It's too obvious. It's like giving a treat to a dog to get it to do what you want. You know, I don't like it.
Yeah. There's a really funny moment where the women's bathroom is closed. So Courtney's like, I don't give a fuck. I'll pee in the urinal. And then we see her in the men's bathroom sitting on the urinal. And she's wearing a bodysuit. She's wearing a bodysuit. So she has to take the whole thing off to pee. So
I love that.
You just see like her tits blurred out. Hilarious. Sitting on the urinal. She's like, someone find me toilet paper. She's so funny.
Well, what else?
This is totally something I would do.
Closed. Yeah, I would too. The women's bathroom is closed. I'm whatever you have, I will pee in it. That's funny. There's a lot of bathroom emergencies in this movie, in this episode. It's kind of funny. And that's one for me too, peeing. During COVID, it was so hard because I would still have to drive place to place because I, you know, as an essential worker was still working. Or I'd go down to see my family, but there's nowhere to pee. And I always have to pee. Because I have like it's like a medical thing that makes that happen, so don't ask. But I mean, you can ask Justine, but like, just take my word for it. And I got to the point where I had to put bags, like plastic Ziploc bags, in my car to like pee in, because I can't pee if I'm in the middle of a city. There's nowhere outdoors that I can go without a citation for peeing in public. Fast food restaurants, Starbucks, everything's closed. Doesn't matter if you buy something, which is technically illegal in a food establishment. So I have to crouch down in the back of my mini SUV, piss in a bag, zip it up, and then throw it in a trash can. Because I can't pee in a bottle because I'm not a dude. So it happened, guys.
Peed in a coffee cup before.
I would. It's just that's not big enough. I pee so much. Like, sorry, I know that's gross, but like... My bladder is like, it must be like Guinness World Records bladder, because I pee every hour at night because of my issues. It's fucking it's a nightmare. Like, I don't sleep. It's terrible, guys. Let's not talk about Sarah's therapy. Let's talk about how it's great that Courtney doesn't give a shit where she pees because,
Okay, so this is where Cody actually tells Nilsa that there's a bet who can get Katrina first.
He doesn't really say
that,
though.
And then he goes, my money's on Jeremiah.
Which is a saying. That's all it is. That's a saying. He didn't say, Gus came up to us and said, I win this much money. Everybody put this in the pool. All he said was like, oh, we're betting. Like, that's such a casual phrase. I would have never thought she meant a real bet. Like, we, not Gus and Jeremiah, but the other guys independently are, you know, betting. Oh, who do you think is going to get the girl? That's what people do. That's what guys do. I would have been there doing it too. And then Nelsa decides to go and be like, oh my God, girls, like Gus specifically decided to go and make up a bet and say that he could fuck you before Jeremiah. And it's like, And then so the girl gets all upset.
Okay, well, before Nilsa tells her that, though, Katrina's like, I don't know what I'm going to do because, like, Jeremiah's so hot. But, like, Gus keeps telling me that he's really into me, so I don't know which one I should, like, go with. I don't know what I'm going to do.
So she's
in the middle of it. Like,
she's not fidel. She doesn't have fidelity towards one of them. Yeah, she's in the middle of it. It's not, she didn't make a bet on it. Of course, neither did they. That's bullshit. But, like, what do you think it is? It's a competition. What do you think it is? One girl, two guys. Like, you think they're just, they don't care? Like, she's crying because crying is how you get more attention. Like, it's just so stupid.
Yeah.
She's probably crying because she's like, damn it, now I can't fuck one of them or I'll look like
whore. Yeah. Like, Nilsa tells her about the bed or whatever. She's like, listen what I heard, and like tells her. And then.
And it's not what you heard.
They're standing at the bar, and Katrina has her head like, kind of like rested down on the bar standing.
Drama
and
queen.
He's talking to Nilsa, and then Jeremiah walks up to her and he's like,
I'm done.
He's like, hey, like, are you okay? What's wrong? He like puts his hand on her shoulder and she goes, no, I'm done. And then she just like starts sobbing, and Jeremiah's like,
what is going on?
Gus is like, what's going on? I don't know.
Must have been you.
I don't know how either of these, like, that's such a turnoff. Like,
I know.
I don't know how either of these guys, like, still wanted to fuck her after this. And Jeremiah in the next episode is so cringy about it. I, like, can't even think about it.
Jeremiah's, like, got that hero complex where, like, he has to fix it. Like, now he's never going to fuck her, right? But now she's a victim and he has to, like, take care of her because he definitely has that complex. So I don't think he wants to fuck her anymore. I think this is all about blaming someone and, like, getting revenge.
Yeah, he thinks that Gus said something to her for some reason. And Gus,
for literally
Gus,
no reason.
Gus, rightfully so, is offended. He's like, do you really
Why would I talk shit about you to her?
Yeah, he's like, do you really think, like, I would break up, like, our
and they're not warring. They're not
fucking...
they're not at war at this point. They're friends. See, this is a hint, in more intuition into how hard it probably was to be friends with Jeremiah. Like, to please him. Like, Jeremiah is weird and he has weird expectations and he's extreme. And you never really know where he's going to land on anything. And he's huge.
And can I just say, fucking Katrina, even if they did have, like, an actual bet of like, money or something on you, why would you cry over it? I would love to have two guys that
really
looked
flattered. That is
looked
what I was
half as
say,
good
girl.
As Jeremiah and Gus friggin' fighting to be with me. Like,
I don't,
you could have a lot worse problems in
it
life.
It doesn't
girl.
Mean you're property just because somebody wants to win your affection. It doesn't mean that you're just a prize. It just means, like, it's not good. If they had made a monetary bet, that would have been bad, but they didn't. No one made a bet. So I'm not saying a bet would have been fine, but to you know, comment, hey, who do you think she likes better? Is pretty appropriate considering she herself said she's getting to both of them. She just was like, here's my opportunity to cry. That's what I think. And like,
if this never happened the way it did and this bet thing never kind of came out, who do you think she would have ended up with? Which one?
She probably would have fucked both of them, I bet.
Well, Nilsa was trying to kind of force her to go more
Gus.
For Jeremiah.
I mean, Jeremiah.
Because she's like, oh, then we can go visit the brothers together, whatever.
I also think that Nilsa low-key didn't want her to hook up with Gus because she would be jealous. Because she secretly likes Gus, as we know. But also, yeah, I think she actually would have hooked up with Gus first. I don't think she would have hooked up with Jeremiah. Jeremiah's so fucking weird. He would have been weird. He would have been
same
like,
her. Yeah. When her and Jeremiah were, like, playing pool, his vibes was very much, like, awkward older brother or something.
He was doing what he did with Courtney, like, all of a sudden now we're just friends and now had a good night, and now maybe he's excited that there's drama because that means he doesn't have to sleep with her, he can just be the hero, because you know how weird he is with women.
Like, Gus will, like, look you in the eye and be like,
and she's, and he's the one she talked to,
you look so fucking beautiful tonight. Like, he would give you, like, the fuck me eyes, you know?
And I think he's better at sex, personally, because I think Jeremiah would just, like, pump the shit out of you and be like, you're a fucking sock. Like, I don't think Jeremiah would be good at sex.
I think Jeremiah has probably never gone down on a girl in his life.
Never! And you know, he would insist that it be like bear because he's afraid of hair. I bet you anything. Like what's his name on Euphoria? Nate.
Nate Jacobs.
And Gus is the one that she was talking to about being horny. I think she was about ready to take Gus home when this happened. So. And the producers, I'm sure, created it so that they were like, hey, Nilsa, did you hear they're making a bet? you know, just to shake it up. Just to cuckold, just to cock block Gus.
Yeah, this girl was like next level. Like I said, I would love to have two guys that looked like that fighting over me. So
when I was okay, so my first real
plot twist, she should have gone with Kirk. Imagine.
All right, right. My first real boyfriend is somebody that I started dating when I was 17. Yeah, I had just turned 17, and that's when I met him. It's a whole long story. I can tell it on After Hours. But when the summer of that year, because I met him in May, and then he didn't live near me, so we had to, like, he had to drive to me. He was, like, 40 minutes away. We met through a friend, but I was really into him, and I really liked him. And the whole thing started kind of as, like, he was friends with my friends, and I kind of got the vibe that he was into me, like, and we would always chat on AIM. Mm-hmm. And in my head, it was kind of like, I think this guy likes me. I think I can get him, right? But I wasn't like, I'm going to make a bet with my friends. You know, it was just like, I'm pretty sure I can pull this off. Like, it was more strategic than like, I hope he likes me. And then when I was that summer, when he and I were dating, like, you know, we were dating for sure. I had already arranged to go to Philadelphia. I spent the summer or like at least 2 months in Philadelphia at this program at an art school, Moore College of Art. What's up with my friend Brittany? Hey, Brittany. And I met her there. I didn't know her before, but which was awesome. And then while I was there, I get this call from a friend. And this is the friend that I met him through. And I don't know why she was felt possessed to do this. I don't know. I guess she's just a Nilsa. And she's like, I just want to let you know that so-and-so, like, he, like, was bragging to his friends or to our friends that, like, he could get you to, like, be with him. And that's what this whole thing's about. Like, that's why you're dating is because he, like, made a bet or something. Like, she's all that type of situation. And I was like very confused because we were already dating and I was like, but he really likes me, you know, but it totally shook me up. And I remember told my friends there, talked to them about it. We hadn't had sex yet. So it was a little more tenuous and talked to my friends and my friends were like, that's stupid. And like, who cares if you like him, you like him. And I immediately was like, yeah, I don't care. Even if that's true. All that matters is that like, he ends up falling for me and he's fallen for me. So that I don't care, you know, that, and I didn't get mad. I never even said anything to him about it because he had made some comment. Yeah. I bet I can get Sarah to go out with me. And my friend decided to blow it up. Like, oh, he's just using you, but he wasn't. And we were together for several years. He was my first love. He absolutely loved me. And I absolutely loved him. Of course it was a shit show because we were young, but call him today. He'll tell you we were in love. Like, mm-hmm. Whatever, people say shit, you know, and sometimes that doesn't matter. Those little things don't matter. So that's what I was thinking about when I was watching it. I was like, bitch, you could have made an opportunity out of this. That's what I did. So
yeah. I heard the music that was playing at the bar at one point. Because
the real music,
the real music. Ooh. The mic picked it up. So the song that was playing was Fake Love by Drake.
Oh, I love that.
I was nice. Like, I was like, oh, MTV fucked up.
Love Drake. Yeah, you know what? We should do another Degrassi episode soon. We could do that for the Patreon. I bet they'd like that.
I am always fucking down to talk about Degrassi. And
let's do it.
Maybe we can have the girls from Everybody Wants Something on.
Yes.
Lauren and Sinead, my two.
Yeah, I would love that. Oh, they could educate me. You can all educate me because I'm the novice. That would be really fun. Yeah, try to set that up and we can do it as like a bonus ep.
That's four time differences right there. Because Lauren's in China.
You know what we can do? Sinead's
in Chicago, which is an hour behind me.
But you know what you can do that I heard on other formats is you can call one of them and like do an interview like at any point about something. Or both of them, and then we can just put that in our episode, play it, and then talk. Like, there's their thoughts, and then we talk. I've heard Wine and Crime different. And stuff like
we
that.
We could do that.
Or we can do four time zones. Fuck it.
All right, well, we'll discuss more off air, but...
yes, ma'am.
Do you have anything more to say about this episode, or any final
I'm just really glad we agree about Katrina. Because I hated the crocodile tears.
So annoying.
Yeah. And her friend is like, I get what you mean when you're like, I wonder if they're still friends. Because her friend is like, doesn't seem like that at all. I felt really bad for Shauna.
I know. The friend's like trying to be a good friend. But at the same time, she's like,
she's like, seriously?
Like, I don't know. People who cry like that every time they drink. And
on purpose. Like, on purpose. Like, now I get to cry. Like, she was
weeping. Way to be a buzzkill.
It's one thing to be like, have a tear and be like, I just feel really offended. But to be like, who cries like that? A child does. Or like, I've only cried like that when I'm like in the depths of like pain. When I'm having to do my like deep trauma therapy work. Normally when I cry, it's like it makes a noise. It's like, you know, but not like, like you're trying. She's trying to, it's a stupid cry. Like, can we clip the cry or something? Like, seriously.
She's,
put it on your Instagram. It's so stupid.
She's the worst.
Boo. But anyways, no, those are all my thoughts. Also, I love Amy. And yay, girl power. Girl power.
Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you?
Guys, if you don't know that I have a podcast, that's okay. It's called And What Did We Learn? Justine is on it all the time. Currently been doing some intervention episodes. I'm going to do another one soon with Betsy. I'm also starting a kind of a new fun series, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be about the psychology behind Disney characters that I take Disney characters and I make a profile of them as though they're a real human, like a psych patient, and then break down their story and probably what they'd be diagnosed with. And I'm pretty excited about it. I'm starting with Elsa. I think Elsa has a lot of issues and she did not
let I've never seen Frozen.
It's okay. Just listen to the podcast. And she did never let anything go, in my opinion. So stay tuned for that. But normally I do documentaries, I do reality shows, I do fictional shows, I do movies, really just cover whatever inspires me or the guest that I'm having on. I just recently did an episode with Justine on My Strange Addiction, and it was wonderful, and I'm very happy. So I usually post on Saturdays, as well as Coast to Coast Cocktails, which is the show that Justine and I share, as you hopefully know. And if you don't know, we have a Patreon now, and there are already tons of bonuses on there, as well as
and their first like show that we're covering is Euphoria, which is one of my favorite shows.
We're doing
I'm
Euphoria.
So excited about that. I'm so excited to record the next episode. I love that show.
Me
so
too.
Much.
Me too. We're gonna drop an ep about Euphoria soon, and then the rest. If you want to hear the rest, it's all gonna be on Patreon, and we're gonna continue to do that with different shows. And if you are a patron, you get a say in what shows we cover. We're going to constantly pull you guys and see what you want to talk about. And also on that Patreon, patreon.com/coasttocoastcocktails, if you sign up for the $20 tier, you get free merch four times. So every 3 months for the first year that you're a patron. And it's like really, really good quality merch. Plus you get all the bonus content, which is at least three bonus like shows of their own, as well as early access to every part two of every episode, AMAs with me and your girl, and just anything bonus, you'll get it right away. So you'll be like VIP and we'll love you forever and possibly marry you. All right. That's all I have. Thank you, Justine.
Maybe we'll make a bet over who's going to get to take you home.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Sarah, so much for doing
this
episode
with me. Thanks for having me.
I love talking about Floribama with you.
Always.
And me and you are going to hop on here Monday or Tuesday night and do our drunk sessions. So
do some more after hours, which is a great something to follow. It's still going to be on our own Patreons, but you'll get it on Coast to Coast also. So if you want everything in one feed, that's a great place to sign up. Even if you can just do the $6 level and you'll get the bonus episodes. Okay. So thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justine.
That's all. Goodbye. For Floribama. Until next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.